ओम शांति। Today, Bab Dada, the creator of the new age. Today, Bab Dada, the creator of the new age. Has come to celebrate the new year with his children, out of love for his children, he has come from the faraway land to the corporeal world to celebrate the godly meeting with them. Out of love for his children, he has come from the faraway land to the corporeal world to celebrate the godly meeting with them. In the world, they give greetings for the new year. To one another. But Bab Dada is giving greetings to you children for both the new year and the new age. The celebration of the new year is just a celebration of one day. In the world, whereas you celebrate the new age constantly at the confluence age, all of you have arrived here having been pulled by the attraction of God's love. however, who has come from the furthest, who has come from the furthest away? Is it the double foreigners? However, who has come from the furthest away? Is it the double foreigners? They are still from this corporeal world. The double foreigners are still from this corporeal world. But how far away is the land from which, how far away is the land from which has Bap Dada, the resident of the faraway land, come? How far away is the land from which has Bap Dada, the resident of the faraway land, come? Can you calculate the distance of how many miles Baba has come? Can you calculate the distance of how many miles, from how many miles Baba has come? So, Bap Dada, the resident of the faraway land, is seeing how all of you, is seeing how all of you, whether you are sitting in front of Baba, whether you are sitting in front of Baba in the diamond hall, or whether you are sitting in Madhuban, Gyan Sarovar, or whether you are sitting in Madhuban or Gyan Sarovar or in the gallery, or in the gallery. All the children who are sitting far away in this land or abroad, all the children who are sitting far away in this land or abroad, celebrating a meeting with Bap Dada, all are seeing and listening from far away. All are listening and seeing from far away. So seeing and listening both from far away. So, multi-million fold. Congratulations, congratulations, congratulations for the new age and the new year. To all the children everywhere. The new age is in front of the eyes of all of you children, is it not? The new age is in front of the eyes of all of you children, is it not? Today you are at the confluence age, and tomorrow you will rule your kingdom in the new age. Today you are at the confluence age, and tomorrow you will rule your kingdom in the new age. As those who have a right to the kingdom, do you experience it to be so close? It's just a question of today and tomorrow. You were that yesterday, and you are going to become that tomorrow. So you were that yesterday in Hindi is Kal, and you are going to become that tomorrow again Kal. Once again, can you see your golden dress of your new age, the golden age in front of you? Can you see your golden dress of your new age, the golden age in front of you? It is so beautiful. It is so beautiful. You can see it clearly, can you not? You can see it clearly, can you not? Today you are in an ordinary dress. Today you are in an ordinary dress, and tomorrow you will be in the beautiful sparkling dress of the new age. And tomorrow you will be in the beautiful sparkling dress of the new age. In the new year, they give gifts to one another on just this one day. In the new year, they give gifts to one another on just this one day. However, Bap Dada, the creator of the new age, has given all of you a gift of the golden world. However, Bap Dada, the creator of the new age, has given all of you a gift of the golden world, which will last for many births, which will last for many births. It is not a perishable gift. It is not a perishable gift. The Father has given you children an imperishable gift. The Father has given you children an imperishable gift. Do you remember it? You haven't forgotten it, have you? Do you remember it? You haven't forgotten it, have you? You can come and go in a second. You can come and go there in a second. So you can come and go in a second. One moment, you are at the confluence age, and the next moment, One moment you are at the confluence age, and the next moment you can reach your golden age, golden world, and the next moment you can reach your golden world. So one moment you are at the confluence age, and the next moment you can reach your golden world. So, does it take long? Can you reach there, or does it take long to reach there? You remember your kingdom? So they all say, no, we can reach there. So Baba says, you remember your kingdom then, do you not? You remember your kingdom then, do you not? So this Murli is also of the 31st of December. That's why Baba is saying, today is said to be the day of bidding farewell. Today is said to be the day of bidding farewell. And after midnight, it will be called the time of celebration. So today is said to be the day of bidding farewell, and after midnight it will be called the time of celebration. So on the day of farewell, together with farewell to the year, together with farewell to the year, what else have you bid farewell to? So, together with farewell to the year, what else have you bid farewell to? Did you check? Did you check whether you have bid farewell for all time? Or have you bid farewell for only a short time? Or have you bid farewell for only a short time? Bap Dada has already told you earlier. Bap Dada has already told you earlier that time is moving at a very fast speed. That time is moving at a very fast speed. So, did you check the result of the whole year? Did you check the result of the whole year as to whether the speed of your effort was fast or not? So, did you check the result of the whole year as to whether the speed of your efforts was fast or not. Or was it sometimes one speed and at other times a different speed? Seeing the conditions of the world, seeing the conditions of the world, you must now specially make your two forms emerge. You must now specially make your two forms emerge. Those two forms are one. To be merciful and benevolent towards all. To be merciful and benevolent towards all. And the second is. And the second is to be a master bestower, the child of the bestower, for every soul. So those two forms are, first, to be merciful and benevolent towards all, and second, to be a master bestower, a child of the bestower for every soul. Souls of the world are completely powerless. Souls of the world are completely powerless, sorrowful, peaceless, and are crying out. The souls of the world are completely powerless, sorrowful, peaceless, and crying out. They are calling out in front of the Father, and you worthy of worship souls. They are calling out in front of the Father, and you worthy of worship souls. So they are calling out in front of the Father, and you worthy of worship souls. Give us happiness, peace, joy, and courage, even for a few moments. Give us happiness, peace, joy, and courage, even for a few moments. The Father cannot bear to see or hear the sorrow and distress of the children. The Father cannot bear to see or hear the sorrow and distress of the children. Do all of you worthy of worship souls not feel mercy? Do all of you worthy souls, worthy of worship souls not feel mercy? They are begging, give, give, give. They are begging, give, give, give. So, children of the bestower, at least give them a drop. At least give them a drop. The Father has also made you children His companions. The Father has also made you children His companions, the Master bestowers His right hands. So that's what the Father has made you. The Father has also made you children His companions, the Master bestowers His right hands, and is giving this signal. And is giving this signal. You have to give all of those souls of the world liberation. You have to give all of those souls of the world liberation. All have to go to the land of liberation. So, O children of the bestower, best children of the bestower, now, through your elevated thoughts, with the power of your mind, give them liberation through any method, whether is it through words, relationships, and connections, good wishes, and pure feelings, vibrations, or the atmosphere. They are crying out, so give us liberation. So Bap Dada is telling his right hands, have mercy on them. So now through your elevated thoughts, with the power of your mind, give them liberation through any method, whether it is through words, relationships and connections, good wishes, pure feelings, vibrations, or the atmosphere. They are crying out, give us liberation. Give us liberation. They are crying out. So Bap Dada is telling his right hands. Bap Dada is telling his right hands. He's saying, have mercy on them. Have have mercy on them. Calculate until now in all the mega programs. Calculate until now in all the mega programs means where 100,000 people came. They were called mega programs, conferences. You have had in Bharat and the centers you have opened abroad. So calculate until now in all the mega programs, conferences you have had in Bharat and the centers you have opened abroad, according to the total population of souls in the world, according to the total population of souls in the world. What percentage of souls have you shown the path of liberation to? What percentage of souls have you shown the path of liberation to? Are you benefactors of just Bharat or abroad of the five, or abroad of all the centers in the five continents? Wherever you have opened a center, are you the benefactors of that place, or are you benefactors of the whole world? So are you benefactors of only that place where you open centers, where you have done service, or are you the benefactors, or are you the benefactors of that place or benefactors of the world? In order to benefit the world, each one of you children has to become the right hand of the Father. In order to benefit the world, each one of you children has to become the right hand of the Father. You are right hands, are you not? When you give something to someone, how do you give it? You give it with your hands, do you not? So you are Bap Dada's hands, are you not? You are his hands. So Bap Dada is asking his right hands. Bap Dada is asking his right hands, what percentage of souls have you benefited? What percentage of souls have you benefited? What percentage? Calculate this. Pandavas are clever in calculating, are you not? Pandavas are clever in calculating, are you not? This is why Bap Dada says, now intensify. Now intensify the efforts of the self and the efforts through the different methods of service. Now intensify the efforts of the self and the efforts through the different methods of service. In terms of the stage of the self, in terms of the stage of the self also specially check four things. This will be called intense effort. So checking in four things in terms of the stage of the self. You have to check in four things. So this is called intense effort. Firstly, you have to check whether you have the feeling of being only an instrument. I'm an instrument only. Do you have this feeling? Is there any royal form of the consciousness of I? Or is there any consciousness of mine? For ordinary people, I and mine are ordinary. They are, for them, they are gross. I and mine, for ordinary people. However, in Brahmin life, mine and I are subtle and royal. So what is their royal language? This happens all the time. This continues all the time. This will happen. We are moving along. We are seeing. So one is to have the thought that I'm only an instrument. This is one thing. I'm only an instrument. You are an instrument in every way. Whether in service, whether in your stage. So whether in service or in your stage or in your relationships and connections. Your face and activity should be that of only an instrument. Your face and activity should be that of only an instrument. The second speciality of that one would be, along with feeling of an instrument, that one will be humble. So, instrument and humble, an instrument and humility. I'm an instrument only, and that will help you to have humility, to be an instrument and to carry out the renewal means nirman with humility. So carrying out the renewal with humility. This is called nirman and nimit. So you heard three things. Instrument, humility, and renewal. Nimit, Nirman, or and renewal, nirman. So nirman and nirman. So it is humility and renewal. And the fourth aspect is to be beyond sound, going to nirvan. So an instrument, nimit, nirman, nirman, humility, renewal, and the fourth aspect is going beyond sound, nirvan. So nirman, nirmana, so ra and na, you know, the words are different, and nirvana, reach the land beyond sound, whenever you want. So reach the land beyond sound whenever you want. Become stable in the stage beyond sound. Become stable in the stage beyond sound, because only when you yourself are in the stage beyond sound will you enable other souls to reach the land beyond sound. Now everyone wants liberation. They are crying out, liberate us, liberate us. They are crying out, liberate us, liberate us. So to have these four things in a good percentage in your practical life, means to be an intense effort maker. So to have these four things in a good percentage in your practical life means to be an intense effort maker. Then Bab Dada will say, "Wah, wah, children, wah." You too would say, "Wah, Baba, wah, wah, drama, wah, wah, efforts, wah." But do you know what you say now? Do you know what you say now? Now, sometimes you say wah, and sometimes you say why, and instead of wah, you say why, sometimes. And then why becomes high means distress. Hi, oh my God, you know, like you say, so high, distress. So wah becomes why, and why becomes high means distress. Oh, you know, that's high in Hindi. So let it not be why, but let it be wah. Not why, but wah, that's what it should be. What do you like? You like wah, or do you like why? What do you like? So they all said, wah. So you never say why? Do you never say why? Does it come by mistake? Sometimes you say, no, why? So does it come by mistake? It should always be wah, wah. It looks so good to say wah, wah, wah. Say wah, wah, wah. So, in this year, demonstrate this by doing something. do not just raise your hand. It's very easy to raise your hand. Raise the hand of your mind. Because there is a lot of work still to be done. Because there's a lot of work still to be done. When Bap Dada looks around and sees the souls of the world, he feels a lot of mercy. Now even the elements of nature are fed up. Nature itself is now fed up. So what can she do? You know, nature itself is fed up, so what she does? She is causing distress to souls. She is causing distress to souls because she is fed up. And seeing the children, the father feels mercy. And seeing the children, the father feels mercy. Do all of you not feel mercy? You hear the news and you become quiet. That's all? That's what you do? So many souls have gone. Those souls have been deprived of Baba's message. You hear the news and you become quiet. That's all. So many souls have gone. There must have been a very big, calamity. So Baba is saying this. Those souls have been deprived of God's, of Baba's message. At least now become bestowers, become merciful. So at least now become bestowers, become merciful. This will only happen, that is, you will have mercy only when this will happen only when the attitude of unlimited disinterest emerges in yourself. Right? When the attitude of unlimited disinterest emerges in yourself. Right from the start of this year. Even this body consciousness is lackness of unlimited disinterest. Even body conscious is lack of unlimited disinterest. So, all this is happening. Your stage is fluctuating because there is lack of unlimited disinterest. When you will have unlimited disinterest completely, even in your attitude, complete unlimited disinterest. In everything, unlimited disinterest. Whether through relationships, connections, in everything, unlimited disinterest. Only then. Only then will the doors of the Mukti Dham open. Only then will the doors of Mukti Dham open. So you need an attitude of unlimited disinterest. So the attitude of unlimited disinterest is lacking. There is attachment. There isn't disinterest, but there is attachment. When you have complete unlimited disinterest, when there's disinterest even in your attitude in everything, then the gates of land of liberation will open. The souls that leave now will take rebirth and again experience sorrow. But you are the ones who are the instruments to open the gates to the land of liberation. Are you not? You are companions of Father Brahma, are you not? So the attitude of unlimited disinterest is the key to open the gates. The key has not yet been used. The key has not even been made yet. Even Father Brahma is still waiting. The advanced party is also waiting. The elements of nature are also waiting. They are very fed up. Even Maya is counting its days. All are now fed up. Even Maya is counting her days. Now speak. So everyone is fed up. O Master, Almighty Authorities, tell me what you are going to do. Now speak, O Master, Almighty Authorities, tell me what you are going to do. This year you will have to do something new, is it not? This year you'll bring about some newness. You call it the new year, so you will do something new, will you not? So now prepare the key for having an attitude of unlimited disinterest. So now prepare the key for having an attitude of unlimited disinterest and for going to the land of liberation. All of you are also going to the land of liberation first, are you not? You have promised Father Brahma that you will go with him, that you will go with him, that you will come down with him, that you will rule the kingdom with him and perform devotion with him together. So now make preparations. Will you do it this year or do you want another year? Do you want another year? Those who think that they will repeatedly have attention, please. They raise their hand. Repeatedly have this attention, please. Raise your hands. Will you do it? Sure. Will you do it? Then the advance party will give you many congratulations. They too are tired. You know, advance party is also tired. Waiting. They are waiting for you. Acha. So, Bab Dada is pleased that, why is Bab Dada pleased? Bab Dada is pleased to see that this diamond hall that Bab Dada has built is being used in a worthwhile way, because so many Brahmins have come, hall even today, see, completely full. The hall is completely full, and there must be many outside too. So Baba is saying that this diamond hall built by Bab Dada is being used in a worthwhile way. Therefore, may you be successful. Use every second, every thought, every word, every step, and every object in a worthwhile way, and enable others to use everything in a worthwhile way also. This year, after midnight, give yourself the first blessing on behalf of Bab Dada. Give yourself this blessing on behalf of Bab Dada. What blessing? May you be successful. May you be successful. Even your thoughts should not be unsuccessful. Even your thoughts should not be unsuccessful. Because even one pure thought of yours will benefit the world. Because even one pure thought of yours will benefit the world. It is so invaluable. 1 second is the basis of world benefit. 1 second is the basis of world benefit. Therefore, use everything in a worthwhile way and become an embodiment of success. Therefore, use everything in a worthwhile way and become an embodiment of success. Simply check this. Was the second that passed or the thought you created was successful or not? So what you have to check, was the second that passed or the thought you had created successful or not? So today, the majority are sitting on the floor. Because there were so many, so there were not many sofas. So many are sitting on the floor. The Baba says, so Baba is saying, so today the majority are sitting on the floor. It will not be like this in your kingdom. You won't be sitting on the floor. The Father won't come, but the Father won't come there, and neither will you in this way. Where will you sit? So experience the pleasure now. You are not sitting on the floor, but Bab Dada is seeing you seated on the heart throne. So now you are not sitting on the floor, but on Bab Dada's heart throne. The scene is very beautiful one. All of you are sitting as points, you know, because they were sitting so close to one another, no space in between to be left out. All are sitting as points. Are you feeling cold because it's December? No, the cold has gone, has it not? Because you're sitting so close to one another, so no cold. Not, they were not feeling cold. Now, become a point in 1 second. Become a point in 1 second. Now, become a point in 1 second. And remember the Father, the point. Now become a point in 1 second and remember the Father, the point. And whatever situations there are, put a full stop to them. So become a Bindu, remember Bindu, the Father, and apply a Bindu, a full stop to whatever situations there are. Can you do that? In 1 second. In 1 second. So, Baba said, become a point, remember a point, and apply a point. 3 points, 3 dots. Acha, okay. Now it's the turn for Maharashtra to. So Maharashtra has come. Maharashtra, so many from Maharashtra, Maharashtra, Andhra Pradesh. Wave to Baba. So many from Maharashtra. So many, there's so many. Baba's telling them, sit down. You all sit down, there's so many. So Maharashtra has got the chance to serve everyone. You get a good golden chance. Every zone receives a golden chance. In these 15-20 days, you are here, you fill your storehouse of charity by serving true Brahmins. So, you fill your storehouse of charity by serving true Brahmins. Why? You do good service. So what emerges in everyone's heart when you do good service? They all say, very good, very good, very good. So these blessings are accumulated in your account of charity. It is easy for any one of you to accumulate in your account of charity. In this way too, you do this with the power of yoga anyway. You do this with the power of yoga anyway, but if you But if you want to accumulate in your account of charity, even whilst performing these actions, then serve the yajna in a karma yogi stage. And your account will overflow. Your account of charity will overflow. This is an easy method. You are from Maharashtra, and the numbers from Maharashtra are great too, large numbers. Maha, Maha means great. There are many centers too, and there are countless Gita Pathshalas in Maharashtra, It is good. Okay. Muni Ben is saying, Baba, many double foreigners stand up. All double foreigners, please stand up. About 300 double foreigners have come this time. There's a children's group, there is youth group, and so 300, but maybe at that time, I don't know how many were there, but Baba is sick, they're double foreigners. Many of them. Many double foreigners have come. The double foreigners are the special decoration of Shantivan and Madhuban. So Shantivan, Pandavavan, Gyan Sarovar, the double foreigners are the special decoration. Bab Dada is seeing that each child is a special double hero. Bab Dada is seeing that each child is a special double hero. You are a jewel, and you are also those who play a hero part. So each of you double foreigners is a double hero. One hero means a diamond, and second hero means hero part. See? So, look, you have come from so many countries. You become ready there and you begin to serve there too. Oh, from 45 countries, double foreigners have come. Acha, many congratulations to all those from 45 countries. Okay, you may sit down. Okay. Double foreigners are so happy seeing their face on the screen. Okay, to all the children from everywhere who are the masters of the new age, who have come to celebrate the new year with zeal and enthusiasm, who constantly fly and make others fly, to such children who are in the flying stage, to the victorious jewels who will become the beads of the rosary of victory, through intense effort, Bab Dadas, Bap Dadas, oh, Bap Dadas, trays full of congratulations, filled with blessings for the new year and the new age. Multi-million fold congratulations. You may applaud with one hand. Baba says applaud with one hand, that is wave your hand. Okay. Om Shanti. So this was the Murli of... So this was a Murli of 31st December 2004, and exactly 20 years ago, 31-12-2004, 20 years ago. And then Baba got up from his seat and came on the stage to bless everyone.
जाने वाले साल को सलाम नए साल का
Happy New Year! आया आया साल नया, शुभ संग साल आया, आया आया साल नया, शुभ संग साल आया।
Yeah. ओम शांति। मंच पर जो भी भाई बहने खड़े हैं उनसे अनुरोध है कृपया केक लेकर के पुनः अपने स्थान पर सामने बैठेंगे, क्योंकि अभी हमारी दादी जी वरिष्ठ भाई और बहने नूतन वर्ष की शुभकामनाएं देंगे।
और अभी मधुरवाणी ग्रुप आपके सामने है जो एक बहुत सुंदर गीत प्रस्तुत करने जा रहा है। गीत के बोल हैं, महामिलन का मंगल मेला मिलकर यही कहो, नए युग की बधाई हो, नया साल मुबारक हो, नए युग की बधाई हो, नया साल मुबारक हो।
शांति। महामिलन की मन मधुबन में गूंज रही शहनाई है, नए वर्ष की, नए युग की, सबको कोटि बधाई है, सबको कोटि बधाई है। बधाइयों के लिए हम सब तालियों के साथ प्यारे बाबा का धन्यवाद करते हैं।
The releasing of the book by Dadi Ratan Mohini. The book Values and Healthcare is translated in Telugu language.
Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. The best wishes from Sister Munni. All Baba's jewels who are from this land and abroad, congratulations for the new year. Greetings for the new year. Our senior dadis, senior brothers are giving congratulations to you. You will all accept it. Baba says, we have to forget the past things of the old year. We have to fill ourselves with new zeal and enthusiasm and do service in such a way that we will reveal Baba and the whole world should say, my Baba has come. My Baba has come. This year, especially we have to keep the same. Today you all saw, Baba spoke a very beautiful murli. Benefit and make others benefit. Be successful. Make others successful. Continue to receive success. Continue to move forward. Fly and make everyone fly. Keep your stage incorporeal, egoless and voiceless. Very quickly we will become angels and will go to Baba's home. This is my best wishes to all of you. Very beautiful. Thank you, Sister Munni. I request all the brothers and sisters, maintain silence. You will all sit in your avyat form for quite some time. Our senior brothers and senior sisters will give best wishes for the new year. Now on behalf of Dadi Ratan Mohini, I will read good wishes. To all the brothers and sisters from this land and abroad, very many congratulations for the new year. Today Avyakt Bab Dada gave the signal to his right hand children. According to the time, we have to become master bestowers, merciful, should have the attitude of unlimited disinterest. Only then the gates to liberation will open. Everybody say, Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Happy New Year, Bab Dada. Om Shanti. Now we have Sister Santosh, Joint Chief of Brahma Kumaris, will give her best wishes for the year 2025. Children, to lovely children, very many good wishes and good feelings for the new year. Baba says, sweet children, this year you children have to reveal the Father. You have to imbibe four things, become an instrument, be constructive, be humble, and make all preparations for going to Nirvana, the world beyond sound. Make your stage elevated and have preparations to go to the world beyond sound and show everyone the path to liberation and liberation from life. On this auspicious day, congratulations to all of you. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Adanya Brata Brijmohan Bhai Sahab se anurodh karte
hain. I now request Brother Brijmohan will give inspirations for the new year. Our brother Karuna, media wing chairperson, from quite some days, health was not okay, was admitted in the trauma hospital, has been shifted to Ahmedabad hospital. We will give congratulations and greetings for the new year and also give Sakash that once again the brother will be present in service. On behalf of all of you, we will give him good wishes. Now we will listen from Brother Brijmohan good wishes for the new year. Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Om Shanti.
Aap sabhi Diamond Hall mein baithe hue,
you're all Baba's shining diamond sitting in the Diamond Hall. On this day, we are completing the old year and the new year will begin. You all have come to have Bab Dada's meeting. Baba has filled our aprons very well and reminded us it is the end of the old year and the beginning of the new year and the importance of this. Baba said the end of the old year. Will have to be done. Only then there will be the end of this year. Through knowledge or through yoga, through connections or relationships, through vibrations, in any way, you children have to bid farewell to the old year. You have to end anything that is past and old. In two words, Baba said, there is the need for unlimited disinterest. This old world is now there because we have not completely ended being unlimited disinterest. Baba gave the importance of how to remain unlimited disinterest. We are listening to the sorrowful souls. They are asking for liberation, to liberate them. Baba says, you are my right hand, you are my children. Only through you I have to grant them liberation. And for that Baba said, we should have the attitude of remaining unlimited disinterest. We have to show our back to the Iron Age world. We will have to end this Iron Age world. We have to end the old years, Baba said, we have to determine the old I. Baba spoke about how to become unlimited disinterest. We all have to pay attention. The human beings are included, the matter is included. Everyone are very much distressed. Even the advanced party is waiting. And even Brahma Baba says, I am waiting from a very long time. I want to open the gates to liberation. The key to open the gate of liberation is, we have to intensify our effort. And just as Sister Santosh said, we have to pay attention to four things. We only have to open the gates for liberation. We all have to together do this work. You have to read the Murli from morning till evening. We should check ourselves whether we are having attitude of becoming unlimited disinterest. We are bidding farewell for the old year and welcoming the new year. Congratulations and greetings for everyone for the new year. Now for 1 minute, we will sit in Baba's remembrance. We will go for the dinner. The sevadaris will be in the hall. Om Shanti.
You're